Amadon, brother and sister. Banks Terrace, Wellington, New Zealand, June 15, 1893. Dear brother and sister Amadon, I received and read with deep interest Brother Amadon's letter. I sincerely thank you for writing so fully in regard to our old hands. I thank you any time that you can write. I shall be glad to hear from you. I am sorry, so sorry for Katie. Oh, that God may touch the heart of Fred, for he will need a Savior by and by. Tell Kate to keep her hand in the hand of Jesus, and he will hold her, that her feet shall not slide. I am pressed continually with work, and I am frequently up at 3 o'clock writing, and seldom ever later than 5 o'clock. The Lord does strengthen me and keep me as I put my trust in Him. I have everything to be grateful for, and I will not murmur or complain, for His loving kindness changeth not. Satan may seek to obtain control over us, but just as long as we look to Jesus and trust in Him, we are perfectly safe. We are kept by the power of God, through faith, and that not of ourselves, for even faith is the gift of God. I am happy in the love of God. I long for His salvation. I know I love Jesus, and I long to see the King in His beauty. Oh, how thankful I am that Jesus has revealed Himself unto you in Battle Creek. I hope and pray that the church in Battle Creek may follow on to know the Lord, until they shall know His goings forth are prepared as the morning. Light, precious light, is to shine upon God's commandment-loving people. Satan meditates their destruction, but Jesus has thoughts of mercy upon them. Then let there not be one doleful note sounded, for the church is the special object of His care and of His love. Talk faith, always talk hope, talk courage. You may be sure Satan will make desperate efforts, after this evidence of the power of God, to get standing room in your midst, but you are perfectly and entirely safe from his power if you walk humbly with God. In my Father's house are many mansions, permanent, abiding. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 2, 3. The same precious hope which gladdened the heart of Abraham brings joy to the hearts of the children of Abraham. Every soul of us stands by faith, happy in hope. We are seeking a better country, even and heavenly, a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11, verse 10. Oh, that the church in Battle Creek could discern by faith the eternal weight of glory that is the reward to be given to every overcomer. Bless God, O my soul. Postscript. What more could a God do for us than He has already done? He has led us along so tenderly, shielded us so lovingly, and He is our precious Redeemer. We want hearts full of love and full of gratitude, and His praise on our lips continually. Jesus lives, and because He lives, we shall live also. May the Lord bless you as a family abundantly.